Good morning. Well, having a look at the US markets, and once again, we've seen the markets falling into the red. The Dow finishing down over 200 points, the NASDAQ down over 2% or a 135-point slide, and the broader S&P 500 down nearly 1%. So what was going on? Once again, we saw a lot of concern coming through about the geopolitical tensions, the tensions between the US and North Korea. And we had President Trump hitting the stage towards the end of trade, and he mentioned that his rhetoric over the last few days, fire and fury is going to be hit on North Korea. It wasn't going to be wound back as many had expected. He said it probably didn't go far enough. And this created a lot more turmoil and concern in the market and forced a lot of selling into the close of trade. It was basically selling across the board, was a little bit of money going into the utility stocks, but we also had weakness in the oil price down around 2% that continued to put pressure on the oil and energy sector. We had the technology stocks being sold down and also the banks on concerns that this is really taking its eye off the prize about US growth and getting things done on the tax front and infrastructure front and putting it back onto defence and defensive positions. So we saw the banks also losing ground. And while we're talking about defence, the defence stocks that did so well yesterday gave back their gains again overnight. If we have a look at Axon Enterprises down by 2.5%, we had Kratos falling by over 2% after good gains yesterday. If we have a look at the commodity markets, the gold price, well, it was the flight to safety. Looking at December gold, so this is the futures contract for December. It's the most traded contract. It was up by $12 an ounce to $1,291 US an ounce, while the oil price, as I mentioned, came under pressure, down another 2% to $48.40 US a barrel. Now, looking at the Australian market today, we are set for a 60-point slide at the start of our trading day. We do have some numbers to watch out for on the lending front coming through for June. We also have News Corporation, who will be out in the next, say, 12, 15 minutes with their quarterly results, and also REA Group and Baby Bunting coming through with full year numbers. And lastly, looking at the Aussie dollar, well, it has come under pressure. We've had money going back into the yen and also the Swiss franc yet again overnight. And we've seen the Aussie dollar falling to 78.81 US cents.